I would go fishing for Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout. Good spot for that would be Mosquito Lake, which is up around 27 Mile on the Haines Highway. And possibly on the Skagway side, you could go fish in Pullen Pond. There might also be some dollies there.
Oh, dollies in Pullen Pond, really?
There's a few, yeah. Or over in the saltwater, you can actually shore cast for Dolly Vardens off the shoreline in the Skagway area, like over by Yakutania Point off those trails there. Back on the Haines side, the Chilkoot River is a good spot to go fishing. Pretty reliable Dolly Varden fishing in Chilkoot River and Chilkoot Lake.
Hey, Richard, could I ask you how to tell the difference between a Dolly Varden and a cutthroat trout?
Yeah. So a Dolly Varden is a char. And the way to tell a char from a trout is char have light spots on a darker background. Like lake trout have those little wormy looking marks on them that are lighter than the background color. And Dolly Varden have the light spots and sometimes they're pink on a darker background. Whereas the trout species like rainbow trout and cutthroat trout, they have dark spots on a lighter background.
Okay. And then, you know, in Skagway, we've got Lower Dewey Lake, which has brook trout in it. And they're delicious. That is some of my favorite tasting fish. Is brook trout technically a char?
You know, I haven't thought about that for a while.
Well, it's a little debate that people have over here when we're talking about, you know, the fish at Lower Dewey. I know they were stocked as eastern brook trout are native to the area.
Yeah. You're right. We call them trout, but they actually are a char.
We've got those in Lower Dewey and Upper Dewey. And then over in Lost Lake, there's some rainbow trout over there, right?
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. They don't grow to a very big size up there because it's a fairly small lake and not a high amount of food available.
What's about the biggest size you're going to get out of there?
You know, like 10 to 12 inches will be a pretty big one around there. So.
And about the same size for the brookies at Lower Dewey?
Yeah, they're a little bit stunted, not a ton of food availability. And it could be that they're not fished enough, so. You're kind of competing for the groceries there.
So you're saying more people should go fish at Lower Dewey, and the more people to fish up there, the bigger the fish are going to get?
It has been shown when you lower the density of fish in a given restricted area with no outlets that the fish size does go up.
All right, Richard. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.